welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 87. I am Mike Girl.
Randy.
Orvis.
Today, we'll be discussing the tech news of the week and whatever else we decide to talk about for today's January 24th.
Whoa.
Which seems crazy that we're already nearing the end of January now.
Feels like we just celebrated New Year's.
It does, mostly. If you're listening live, perhaps then you know that it's Thursday.
If you're not,
approximately 8-ish. But if not, yeah, if you found us on iTunes or on our website, bleedgeek.com, you could always join us Thursdays approximately 8 o'clock when we are live. So yeah. Is there anything, Randy was gone last week?
Mm-hmm. Was at a concert.
He was
the used.
Out and about.
The used. We came as Romans.
Lollygagging with the,
Crown the Empire.
The kids. The kids in the world.
It was awesome.
Was it awesome?
Mm-hmm. The used. They aren't great, like, sounding wise. They're just, I mean, they've been around for 11 years, I think, now. But, man, do they put on a good show. They put on a good show.
Yeah?
Yep.
They were the headliners?
Correcto.
Nice.
That's the only reason why. I mean, I would have liked to have seen the other bands, but they weren't, like, deal breakers where it's like, oh, man, I need to go see them. Like, the last time we saw The Used, it was with Korn at the Deck.
Oh, yeah, and that was a funny show.
Yeah, and
Korn and The Used.
The Used just sound. I mean, you could tell the sound wasn't set up for them. It was all set up for Korn, and it just sounded like crap. So, I was pumped to see them. So, I'm back.
Nice one. So it hasn't been a terribly busy week. A lot of earnings this week. A lot of light fluctuation in this room. Maybe there's a ghost.
It's you want to know what's weird?
That light just keeps flicking on
so
and off.
So I've, like, it's tight, that bulb, because sure. I had problems with it.
Now I feel like I just stared into the sun for a minute. You have different bulbs.
There are different bulbs in there, but
no, than ours.
Neither, oh, that's because I've replaced them.
No, ours are tiny. They're not real bulbs. They have little weird ends, little tiny ends, and they're like...
They're not real bulbs?
So they're real bulbs.
Are they like the skinny and long ones?
Yeah, but I bought skinny and long ones with the real sized ends, and those are not the right ones. They're too big.
Oh, they're like the skinny ends too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's effing weird.
I know, and then now I gotta bring the light bulbs back, so what am I gonna do with those?
Well, you could give them to me, or sell them to me, because
okay.
Mine are all the big sized ones. You don't have a lamp that's a big sized one? All of your lamps are small?
No, I have regular sized ones.
So why don't you keep the bulbs?
Because I have bulbs, other regular size bulbs, real bulbs.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You bought skinny ones with the fat end.
Yeah.
What do you need those for?
Right.
I get you.
You could have them for this.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about light bulbs.
You know what? We do what we want here.
That's true. And now I feel like I've been staring into the light, and then my computer screen
feel
seems
like
really off.
But happens.
It's probably because I was just staring into the light.
Wanna know what's crazy?
What's crazy? Did someone just knock at your door?
That was crazy. Did you just see that?
I see the door closing.
That's kind of weird.
Was that Andrew?
No. I don't really know.
Now, first the light bulb, now the door. If anyone is listening to us live and suddenly the stream is cut, feel free to call the authorities. Because first the light bulb and now the door just opened itself. And
door.
Yeah, so I don't know if anyone is watching us live, but like I said, if the feed cuts out, this episode is haunted. So watch out for that.
This episode is brought to you by Ghostbusters.
It's funny because there's just an iOS Ghostbusters game released today. I actually just sent the link to Matt a little bit ago, like when I got here.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard you did say that.
So it's funny how that Ghostbusters thing came right back around, huh? Except for the fact that there's a real ghost here. Anyway, unless we're interrupted again by the ghost, I think it's probably safe to move on to tech news, huh?
Maybe the ghost doesn't like tech news.
Maybe the ghost is trying to avoid the tech news.
Maybe he's sad about Apple earnings. Maybe it's Steve Jobs' ghost.
No. Why would he be here? Anyways. So yeah, tech news. What were you gonna ramble about?
I'll mention it at the end.
Ramble on?
Yeah. Let's talk tech news. Mine is tech news, but on with the first story, sir.
Mega. So Mega is the relaunch of Mega Upload from Mega Upload fame. Kim.com. Maybe you recollect him, some of you. But yeah, so he relaunched his... It's like a year to the date of the...
A year on the date.
To the closure of Mega Upload. So Randy signed up along with about 10,000... How many people? A million?
Yeah, I think... I didn't see the numbers. I heard the first... Like, within the first hour, there was like 50,000 people that had signed up.
Yeah, and then it was down right away, so...
It's like I was telling you. I mean, I tried signing up... in the afternoon, and it was like an hour or something to get my email, and then like to register it, like with the confirmation email, it was even longer than that. Like, I mean, it was like hours, but I finally got on. I haven't even played with it yet. Cause I haven't had any need to, but 50 gigs
for free,
full free.
And it's pretty cheap to upgrade to the 500. I don't remember the exact amount, but it's like you can go to 500 gigs for like $50 a year or something, and then it's like $100 to go to 2 terabytes, and then it's like 200, I think, for 4 terabytes, which is a lot.
Yeah, I'm just... It
seems crazy. It's a lot of space. A lot of space up there in the cloud.
And it's hosted in New Zealand.
That makes sense. That's where he lives. And apparently had some crazy party at his mansion.
Did you see the pictures
from
it?
And he pretended like the FBI raided him and some other crazy stuff. And
he's
pretty sure there were strippers involved.
There were strippers involved.
What was the other real crazy thing that happened there at the party? I don't remember. He had a crazy party. He's crazy. Did you find the prices?
I'm just logging in right now.
He's just logging in right now. At this minute. That's what he's doing. Freedom Pop. They always want me to sign up for their stuff. Mega.
My account.
So anyway, yeah. Agreed. And supposedly the encryption's crazy.
So pro package number one is 500 gigs with a terabyte worth of bandwidth, and that's $10 a month. And that's in pound? Wait, I don't know what New Zealand's coin would be.
New Zealandese.
Pro class number 2 terabyte storage, 4 terabyte bandwidth, $20 a month. And then third storage is 4 terabytes, 8 terabytes bandwidth for $30 a month.
Yeah. I knew that I was right on the size, but not the price. I thought it was yearly, but that makes sense.
That's so crazy. Super cheap. That's so cheap.
Supposedly the encryption is like crazy good. But then now there's problems with the ability of changing your password or something. Did you see anything about that?
Mm-mm. Like once stuff is encrypted?
Yeah, like to be able to change it or if you lose, I don't know. But now he's updating it again, supposedly. But somehow it like incorporates your mouse movement and your keypad typing into the encryption, and there's a lot of crazy stuff going on.
My guess is when you upload a file and it encrypts it, it must use your password and then the keystroke/mouse movements to create the encryption key. So if you change your password, obviously you wouldn't have the private key any longer for that public side of it.
But so it's a pretty big deal, I guess. People love it. People love Kim.com. He's crazy. That's all I know. Anything else you want to say about Mega?
It's in beta. Mega. So
yeah. Is it all in caps?
Yep. Mega. You can check it out at mega.co.nz.
Mega. Mega episode.
So
yeah. So that's Mega. Go sign up. 50 gigs for free.
It's crazy.
Or is it?
Yeah, 50 gigs.
50 gigs. Vine released today on iOS. Twitter's had bought them. And then today it was released as a little video sharing. Currently only on iOS, but coming soon to Android, supposedly. And then it went down earlier today.
Too many people.
Too many people were using it. You make little 6-second clips. It's an interesting little service.
Well, it's first time coming out public, but they did have a beta release. We figure like 4 months ago ish.
At least, yeah.
I remember seeing it, and it was pretty cool because it was like the one I remember was Kevin Rose, and it was like a quick clip of outside of a restaurant, like at the restaurant sign, and then it was a quick clip of I want to say it was one of those Japanese steakhouses where they're cooking in front of you, and then it was like a quick clip of the chef cooking, and then the next one was the food on his plate.
Yeah, it's interesting, like, what people will do with 6 seconds, I guess.
And then, yeah, like, the repeat articles that I saw today was, great, people don't really know how to use it, so we're seeing 6-second clips of their desk.
Well, I'm sure people are just testing it out. It'll take a little while, because editing...
Well, that's what I figure. I'm like, well, if it just came out while people are at work, what else are they taking videos of?
It's not like they're out in the street, out and about.
Got jobs, peeps.
That's how you pay for all these free Vine apps. It's free, by the way. Free. And you can share to Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. Or Twitter, Google, Facebook. Even though it's owned by Twitter, they allow you to share with whoever. Although, supposedly, Facebook already blocked Find My Friends on it. Like, Twitter had blocked Instagram.
That's how they get you, huh?
Because it's like, it's funny that way. Because... Instagram had Twitter had blocked Instagram, so they just did it right back to Vine.
But that wasn't... They didn't block Instagram because it was Instagram. I thought there was something with the way the photos were showing up on people's time or in their feed.
No, they had blocked a while ago. They had blocked the Find My Friends option. So like,
you can find Twitter friends
that have Instagram, so they blocked that because of their new terms of service or whatever. So but then
it's just
Facebook
a bunch
did
of
that.
Crap.
Back, which is kind of funny that they did it, but it kind of sucks.
Like, I get it from their aspect, but at the same time, it's like it kills the users, I guess.
Right. They don't play nice.
Whatever.
But it's interesting. If you have iOS, go check it out. It's free. Do what you want. Take some desk images, upload them.
Follow Mike.
Tweet them. Follow Mike.
What's your username?
It's just Twitter, so.
Oh.
I signed in with Twitter, so...
Mike Fair enough. Mike037.
And if not, that's
when
what
I would've...
When
it comes to Android, I'll be the Crandall.
When that's what I would've...
When I hack that... Biatch...
What if I go take that name? Sign out and sign in and take your name?
I hate you.
Maybe you could just be the regular Crandall.
That's what I'm saying. I need to go hack her Twitter account. She's not using it.
Some people, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to hire Anonymous.
So, moving on from our stuff we shouldn't be talking about online. Oh, you haven't been keeping up with Modern Family, have you?
Negative.
Last night's episode was all funny.
Aren't they all funny?
Well, this one was...
Good one, Randy.
A good one. Because of The Godfather. But that's all I'm going to say. moving on. So, Microsoft Surface Pro was supposed to be launched in January. They didn't quite meet that. Apparently, it's coming out February 9th. 9 days late. Whatever.
Can't win them all.
It's going to be $899 for the Surface Pro for a 64 gig. And that includes no cover, which is like $150, I think. So, you're looking at just over $1,000 for the tablet, which seems kind of crazy. Because why wouldn't you just buy a laptop at that point?
They're
like the Yoga. The,
you could say that though about even getting like a Mac. Like if you're spending $1,200, or I mean, if you're spending what's the highest price one with like the 3G built in?
Are you talking about the iPads?
Yeah,
not Macs.
Sorry, iPad.
I'm
talking about Apple
Mac. 8:29 for the 3G4 LTE one.
To me, it's like, at that point, why don't you buy a laptop with a Wi-Fi card?
Right. No, I'm not saying that that's...
Right. No, to me, it's... When you're getting it seems like high. The logical... Right, but it's like the logical way that I think things are going now. And it's like, it sucks because I'm totally eating words that I've said before. It's like, to me... But having that portability...
My problem with the Surface specifically, though, is that it's not as... Like, to use it in a keyboard form, like, the fact that they want it to be a pro, like, they want the whole purpose is to use Office. Like, that's not the purpose of an iPad. I mean, some people do use it for that, but that's not, like... Like, I mean, their big selling point is, look, it has Office.
But I think the Surface... Like, when I was talking to Todd today, he said that there's... Surface? No, but he said that there's a lot of people at
his... Could we borrow it?
I could get one. Adam has one.
Could you borrow it?
Probably.
Okay. So Todd's problem was?
No, not a problem at all. He was saying that, like, schools, like, they're gonna... Like, a lot of people... Because he was talking about... Or it was, like, that article that I sent you where, like, is iPhone losing kind of its... luster to the
teens.
What are the current kids? Are they millennial? No, they're not millennials. Whatever, you know, like, we're Generation X, and then there's the you might be a millennial.
Me?
Millennial. Anyways.
How am I anything different than what you are?
Huh? Because I think I'm right on the edge of Generation X. Anyways.
Generation Twitter?
Yeah. So he was saying, but, like, I think they're gearing towards office-type environments. Like, office, schools, that kind of thing. And by office, I mean, like, corporate places, not Office, the application that they're promoting. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I still think it's crazy expensive.
It is crazy expensive.
Like, because they have a regular version.
But to me, it's like... If, like, with that article saying that kids really want, like, they're getting kind of bored with the iPhone, like, really, it's the youth right now that's going to define what, like, there doesn't have to be any rhyme or reason to what a trend is.
Right.
So,
it'll be interesting. I don't think Microsoft is going to step up into that place, though. I think, if anything, it's Android.
I was reading some crazy articles about Android this week, too.
Anyway.
Off topic.
Service Pro. Get yours on February 9th, or get a laptop. Do you have anything else you want to say about Microsoft? Besides that Todd loves them?
Nope. That's all I got to say.
He does love them.
It's true.
So apparently there's, like, a lot of people that had to go to court or are going to court, like Eric Schmidt. And I think Tim Cook maybe had to go. But about all this in, like, they all form this allegiance to not steal each other's workers kind of deal. I don't know what you actually call that. What would you call that?
A pact.
A pact?
I don't know. Like a treaty.
Yeah. So anyway, but apparently some emails have surfaced about, like, Steve Jobs had threatened Palm about stealing his, people with saying he would sue them for copyright if he kept doing it. And then there are some other, it's funny because there are some other emails from Eric Schmidt that were like, we should make sure we do everything verbally so there's no paper trail to screw us over in court later. Like, that's literally what the email said. I just thought that was funny. But, you know, so it's interesting because then there's, like, this whole, they have a diagram of, like, who was swapping, not swapping. Like, it's all from 2006, 2007.
Nobody cares.
But they're all going to court about now. It's just kind of funny. The Pebble Watch is finally shipping, and the Android and iOS apps, like, just got approved for iOS, but the Android one just came out too.
It's, like, I'm yesterday. Kind of, because I had looked at it when it was on Kickstarter.
Right.
And I'd thought about it.
Was it, like, $100?
Yep.
On Kickstarter? Are they selling them still for that, or are they selling them more now?
No, I think they went up.
They're like 150 or something?
Yeah. Yep, 150, actually.
Sometimes I say I don't know numbers, but it's really just because I can't confirm it, but I do know them.
But I like they look fairly sleek, and there's a lot of stuff. Well, I don't know all the features that they have even, but...
But yeah, so they were at CES, and a lot of people looked at them again then, and they were worried that they wouldn't ship ever, kind of. But now it looks like, and then earlier this week, there was talk that maybe their app wouldn't get out in time for them to ship, but it just got approved, and so it's out. So if you have one coming,
bum, bum, bum. Don't Only worry. The black ones are shipping.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's fine. Why would you get a different color?
Don't really know. If you're stylish or trendy. Black is the new black, Mike.
I don't... Okay.
Good one, Randy.
Simple Note was acquired by the WordPress maker Automattic today. I can't think of the Simple Note. It's like really two companies. The back end of it is a different company that the name is very similar. It starts with an S, and I don't know what it is. But
Slippy, Slappy, Swimmy, no, Swimmy, like, Swimmy, Swanson.
I don't know. It's like... Secure Sinker, I don't know. But so they were acquired, but thankfully they will not be just taking the people. They're actually going to keep the product alive, which is good because they use Simple Note. So that's good for me and to a lot of the users. But WordPress thinks that they're kind of in the same business, so hopefully they do. I mean, WordPress probably has a lot more because I know the Simple Note team wasn't that big. So maybe it'll bring a lot more things to... Simple Note. Do you use Simple Note? I don't know if it's on the Android.
No,
I think there's a different version. I use Evernote. I use Evernote as well. We use a lot of notes everywhere. And like I said earlier, there's a lot of earnings this week. The three bigger ones that have been out so far.
Can I rant quick about Steambox?
Oh, you want to do that first?
Yeah. Okay. Then we could. I mean, I feel like the rest are kind of all flow.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I didn't see the very bottom one, I guess.
Well, do you want to talk about that quick first?
Sure.
Do you know anything about it even?
Mm-mm.
So Amazon is developing a TV series based on the Zombieland movie.
That's freaking awesome.
Which will be, obviously, to kind of compete with, like, I mean, Netflix, we talked about having Arrested Development. So it's kind of the same type of thing where they're going to now have a Zombieland series, supposedly. I don't know when it'll be out, but...
It's just kind of crazy, like...
That they're like, hey, let's just make TV shows now, too?
Like, they just... Like, Amazon kind of reminds me of, like, a similar mindset as how Google is. They're just like, here's some money. Let's see what happens. Like, they don't... I mean, like, they don't make as much money as Google does, but...
Right. They don't, like, make any money.
Well, yeah. They've acquired... But, I mean, look at what they've acquired, I guess, in the last 3 years.
Right. Hopefully they have a long-term plan.
I would imagine.
They're actually building, they also announced they're building a giant warehouse in California now. They didn't do it before because of the taxes. Thing, but now they have to pay the taxes in California anyway, so now they're building it. So it'll be better for people in California to get things from Amazon faster.
Same day shipping.
I bought that book today.
Did you overnight ship it?
No, but it'll be here by Saturday. Like, it's already been shipped. It's already on its way. Like,
right. Well, it ships. I mean, if you order it before 11 o'clock, they ship it the same day.
Right, but if it's... But Saturday, I feel like it's only like there's like a little bubble where you can get it Saturday before it flops over to Monday. Like, I feel like in their world, Saturday's a half a day. It's Thursday.
Yeah, because if you wait, so it's coming through FedEx? Because UPS doesn't deliver on Saturdays.
I don't know. It just says shipping date, arrival date Saturday. Get it by Saturday for free.
You're not going to get it.
Yeah, I had one delivered before on a Saturday.
From UPS?
I think so. Unless they do ship it FedEx.
USPS.
No. I think UPS has like a half day. That's why I think it's a half bubble. Google it. You want me to go check my tracking?
I don't know.
Now I'm looking at my tracking.
I know, but I've had stuff.
It's happening already.
I know. I've gotten UPS tracking numbers, but then they route it to a local facility, and then it comes through USPS. I've had that from Amazon. Anyways, you look that up. Steambox. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. That is from the company Valve. They've put out, like, the whole... If you have played any PC games, you've heard of the series Half-Life. They are...
Team Fortress.
Yes, TF2, TF1...
Portal.
Portal. Are they they're Velvetor.
Half-Life, you said. What's the other big one that comes in the orange box? There's four games, I think. Portal, Half-Life, Team Fortress. There's one other one.
In the orange box?
Ship Carrier FedEx.
Told you.
That's 5 points, Randy.
I didn't disagree. I just told you that it was coming Saturday.
I know. And you're like, definitely. There's no way it can be FedEx, Randy. There's no way. Well, it's not going to. Well, it might be DHL, if anything. Mike, who even uses DHL?
Nobody. Are they even around still?
I don't know.
I don't think they are. How could they possibly have any business?
I don't know.
I'll look at it.
All right. Valve is putting out, they announced at CES, their Steam Box. And it's basically going to be what they are going to use to compete with the PS4 and the new Xbox.
I don't think they're really competing against them.
Are you kidding me? How are they not competing? It's going to be a console for your TV. And they're going to be providing basically PC games on the PC. Or PC games on the TV. And they're going to be developing games.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about the... Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. You just look up your DHL crap
over
there.
Yeah, it says there's DHL.
Do they have...
They have a website
maybe
still.
Maybe you should look up their stock and see how they're doing. Maybe look at the last 5 months.
Log in, ship online.
Anyways.
Schedule a courier pickup.
So it's going to be similar to... I mean, I don't know what operating... Oh, it's going to be running some form of
Linux
on it. But it sounds like it's going to be fairly closed up so people can't modify it. Look up their stock. Look at their last six months. And I'm pretty sure it's going to look like...
DHL stock.
So Steambox is going to be able to... They don't have any specific specs for it yet. It's rumored that it's gonna be 4 gigs of RAM, AMD processor, and a 7670 Radeon graphics card in there, which is pretty ridiculous because that's almost graphics card and processor wise, that's almost better than what I have. The graphics card is way better than what I have in my computer right now, even. I think it'll be pretty crazy. And there's so much trust in the Valve name brand that I don't think there's any way that it'll fail. It's rumored that it's supposed to, is there any rumored dates, do you know, for the PS4 to come out?
No.
So there's...
I'd assume it can't be far off from the Xbox 720.
Because I've read multiple rumors that that second quarter is when the Steam Box is supposed to come out. So that's sometime between April and
Are they actually June. Making their own Steam Box, or are they just allowing other companies to do whatever they want as long as they follow certain specs?
I don't know, honestly. I've heard both. That's what I was gonna say. Everything I've heard so far was I've heard both, but I don't think they've announced anything either to confirm nor deny. So I hope they do it themselves and lock it. I mean, similar to PC or PS3 and Xbox, where it's that way you know what hardware is compatible, that kind of stuff, but. The one cool thing that I had read was the shell that they had developed for this is, say in 2 years, they could put out another one and, they'd have a complete version, and then they'd also have an upgrade kit where you could, pop a couple screws off of your original case, take out the old insides, put in the new ones, and have an updated system. So...
DHL is cool. Privately owned.
Really?
By Deutsche Post World Net.
So German, huh?
Yep. So there's no stocks to look up.
Fair enough. And they aren't going to release their earnings because they don't have to.
Right. How they're still in business, still mind-boggler.
Pretty much.
But, yeah, the Steam Box, it's kind of a dream for a lot of people. Like, there have been a lot of long time in the making, I think. Like, there's been rumors of it forever, but...
Well, I think it really gives a... I mean, I don't want to say PC gaming is dead by any means, because there's still plenty of people that play, but I think it'll make a good way to sort of meld the two sides of the spectrum, like, bring them closer together, because...
I don't know, though. PC, will you be able to use a mouse and a keyboard?
Yep.
Okay. I was going to say, because I think that's what really keeps people apart.
So it's going to be, and I believe, like, I haven't heard any games that would be developed for it, but I would only assume that they would also then have, like, mixed mode, where it would be people on a Steam box versus people on a computer. And that's, I mean, Microsoft split Xbox out on purpose because, like, first-person shooter games that, I mean, and maybe not so much anymore because there's people who are legitimately good with the joystick, but when they first came out, like, there's no way a person with the controller could compete with a person with keyboard and mouse. No way. If you're going to try telling me different... You're just ridiculous.
I just like the ego. It's funny to me.
I hate you. So I want to talk earnings.
quick side note. Well, I suppose it kind of has to do with Netflix. Maybe I'll just start there. So
just start at Netflix.
It's come out that Netflix apparently originally made Roku.
Netflix did?
Like, as its own. Like, and see, this is where I don't know if the report was like how I was reading it, but like, they made a box, and they were originally going to do that, and then, and it does look like a Roku, but, and then they decided that they were better off just making partnerships with people like Apple and the TV carriers, and, like, to get on the Apple TV and get on the Boxy Box, and, like, you know, every TV and DVD player there were, like, they had it all the way they had it produced. Is that what you're, are you reading it now?
No, I'm trying to find if that's true.
But, so that was kind of crazy. And then they decided that Reed Hastings decided to pull the plug, and apparently that actually worked out pretty well for him at this point. But anyway, Netflix released its earnings report, and it's funny because, well, not funny, but they actually had a really good quarter. It's their fourth quarter, but they were well above analyst estimates. They were actually estimated to have a loss this quarter because of some things they had done, but yeah, they had... $945 million for the quarter in earnings. And
holy hell.
What? Are you looking at their stock?
Apparently people liked what they heard. Yeah, because
the stocks have skyrocketed since. It was up like 30% today or something.
They closed today up 42%.
Yeah.
Up $43.60. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's... subscriber growth went, it was forecasted to be 1.3 million and it is up 2 million. So, I mean, that's good. And the reason they were supposed to have a loss was because they expanded a lot into other countries. And so they were expecting a loss, but they've actually gained. And now they have a lot more expansion coming. I can't find where their actual profit was. Where did it go? But regardless, they were up a lot. Yeah, a lot. They made a lot of money.
Yeah.
13 cents a share.
It's crazy because it's cool. It's cool looking at their stock, like what's happened, because like when they were doing all their crazy crap, like at one time.
Crazy crap.
At one time.
When they were bottoming out, we should have bought in. I'm pretty sure if we go back and find that podcast, I bet I said buy in now because it'll get better because there's no competitors.
Right. And so at their peak, which looks like it was about in probably July, August-ish of 2011, they were at $300 a share. And then from then to 2012, when they were doing their crazy crap, they just tanked. And they were at like probably looks like 70-some bucks a share.
Yeah, they went way down.
Yeah. And now they're working their way back up.
What are they at?
$146 a share.
So even if you had bought in 100 shares at $70, I mean, granted that's 700, so $7,000?
Yeah.
You would have doubled your money by now.
Yep.
So. So it's good for Netflix.
Yesterday, yeah, it's pretty.
And
that's
their stock
cool.
has skyrocketed since then.
They yeah, yesterday they closed at where is that $100 and some a share, and today $146.
And I'm sure that Disney deal is helping them too. You know?
Yeah, but that's, I mean, all of it definitely really is based on earnings, yet. Though.
Right.
I mean, because
well, that doesn't really that won't stand true for everything we talk about today. Side note, but
it'll for half of our stuff at least.
Yeah.
2/3.
Right. So yeah, good job Netflix. I don't know why people were hate, like I said it then and I still say it. I love Netflix. Like you don't have it, but it's weird.
Nope. I've got Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Which I did just find out that Community or no. Well, Community is one, and then Parks and Rec is on there also for free. So that's going to be my next venture.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's on Netflix too, but I can't. Don't quote me on that. And then, so Google had their earnings. Do you want to say anything else about Netflix?
Go Netflix.
Google had their earnings. A very strong quarter. They had $14.4 billion in revenue, which is up 36% from last year.
You want to know where that's all from?
From what?
Gangnam Style.
Yeah?
Yep. They made $8 million alone off of ads from the YouTube video.
That's pretty crazy.
One video. Is that crazy? In a year, $8 million. Well, less than a year, however many months that it was.
$5.99 billion of that revenue came from within the U.S. Motorola Mobility had $1.5 billion in revenue. I don't know how that worked out. I don't know how they're making money. Oh, they had an operating loss, so that's how. But Google pulled in $2.89 billion in net income, which is good. Which is, yeah, because the same quarter last year, they had 2.71, so a little bit more. But building. And I know, so a lot of times people do question and answer at the end, and so Larry Page was on there.
I like Larry Page,
and he said something along the lines of how much cooler would it be if we had all the answers for all the questions you were going to ask before you asked them, like kind of like Google Now ish
right,
like, you know, referring to that. So I thought that was pretty funny. He's crazy.
That's what I was just going to say. Because he's got a little touch of, well, not even a little.
A big touch.
He's got a big touch of crazy to him. But that's, I mean, that's what's making them do well. You know, I mean, you got to have a sense of crazy to drive a company as large as them. Like, being crazy gives you new visions instead of running the same stale, look at Yahoo.
Right. Well, they're possibly doing good things now, though. But
right, but it took look how long
a Googler to do it.
Thank you.
So, how is their stock doing since they had their earnings call like 2 days ago? But
Google,
yep.
Let me look.
I thought
quick.
You'd have that up.
I do.
Running the top
no, I was
feeder,
gonna
just one long stream. Google. No,
three of my four tabs are Google related.
I know, but I meant the stock.
Oh no! Today I had Apple, Google, and
Facebook just for kicks?
No, because I don't really care about them anymore. Maybe I should look at theirs just because of
graph. Or what are you doing?
Yeah. Yesterday, they actually their earnings went up a lot.
Yeah, because they had their earnings call. People are happy.
Yeah, so they yesterday closed about 7:15-ish, and today they closed at 7:53.
What about the day 2 days ago?
Fairly level. I mean, they haven't taken any huge losses in
have they been going up or just in the last 3 days?
I'm looking last 3 days they were going down.
Google was?
Yeah. From the 11th to the 22nd they were on a steady path down. They lost $20 a share. $25 a share.
People are crazy.
Earnings call, like, because I think my prediction is because people were worried about what their earnings would be. Just because they, like, Google, I don't want to say they seem hit and miss with their stuff, but they
spend a lot of money.
Right. Got to spend money to make money. Let's go to the one that we care about most.
So, Apple had their earnings calls.
How'd they do?
They had a record profit of $54.5 billion, which is crazy. And I believe, I think it's that mark. But they had the biggest profit quarter of any company on the stock market ever. Or earnings call. So, they had...
Is that crazy?
They've made more money than anyone ever has before, essentially. And their stock is tanking for some reason.
It... Oh, God, yeah.
So, at that rate, they make $218 billion a year.
So...
And they had...
Do you want to give me... Can I give you some numbers quick?
What numbers do you have?
Yesterday, when they closed...
Oh, their stock...
Yeah, yesterday when they closed, they were at $514 a share. That's pretty crazy. Today, they opened at $459 a share, and they closed at $450 a share. So, in a, what does the market open for? Like, 10 hours, I think. They lost 12%. And that's down $63 a share total. So take 12, like, what is Apple worth? Do you know offhand?
The money they have, like, in the bank?
Yeah.
A lot. I saw the number.
Is it 400 some billion? I think it's 400 some billion. Right, yeah, I see it right now.
It's a lot.
As of yesterday, they were worth $460 billion. And today, when they closed, they were worth $423 billion.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous. And it's all because, like, I was talking to a couple people at work. It's like, I don't know what they, like, why people are so worried. Like, they didn't make their, I mean, they made the most money ever, but they were below what they had projected.
And the thing is, so the quarter for them this year was a week shorter than the same quarter last year for just because of some way that everything fell, right? And so because of that, when you're making, you know, however much they made, what was it, $54.5 billion in 13 weeks, I mean, that breaks down to $4 billion a week, right?
Right.
And so when you're 1 week shorter, you're going to be about $4 billion. Like, so they're almost identical to where they were last year. And that's what causes people to, oh, they're not growing.
Right.
Where are they supposed to grow at this point?
No, and that's like when I was talking to people today online, it's like, it was like when they had stated that they were going to be slowing down production with the iPods and stuff because sales were dropping. And it's like, I've had my iPad or my iPod for like 7 years, 8 years, something like that. And it's like, it's still going strong. Why would I buy another one? You know? And it's like simple comparisons like that, you know? Or like your iPad, you know? It's like, sure, it'd be great to have another one, but why? Like, you don't need one. And even your phone. Granted, you're getting a new phone soon. Well, but,
or my computer that I've had for 5 years now.
Right, but it's like, you know, granted, there's the people that are going to upgrade every time something comes out from them, but there's people that just want something that works. And as long as it's working, why are they buying another one?
Yeah. And so
that's my story there. Did I steal your thunder?
No. So everyone's earlier this, not that long ago, they're like, oh, there's that report that they cut their shipments from Sharp in half because of the lack of demand for iPhone 5s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tim Cook on the earnings call said, you can't listen to every rumored, he didn't say specifics, he wouldn't get into specifics, but he said that the shipping lines are very complex and you can't listen to every rumor that you hear about what we're doing, unless you have, he said, maybe you should think about where that rumor's coming from. Like, that's what he said, was like, maybe check your facts before you start thinking
Yeah, but see, it's hard to take, like, without getting any details from him either.
Right.
It's, like, hard to...
But it's not like he can come out and say, like...
But yeah. I think the thing is, he didn't come out and say, this is what the real deal is. It's like, I mean, he's, to me, it's almost like covering his path, sort of, you know?
Well, and, okay, so Verizon and AT&T both had their earnings call, too. And their best-selling phone, by far, for both of them, was the iPhone 5. Like, by a lot. So,
but that's because the Galaxy 4 has been sold out, Mike.
Well, even if that came into effect, like...
Mike, it's because it's been sold out. You can't take a... See, now you're just making stuff up.
I didn't make
Now you're just making
up.
Stuff up.
So anyway, they said that they sold 47.8 million iPhones, 22.9 million iPads, 4.1 million Macs, and they still sold 12.7 million iPods, which seems crazy.
That... I was looking at 13.1
billion net profit. They made $13 billion in a quarter.
That's not bad.
That's like
huh?
That's a billion a week.
That's not bad.
They make
huh?
they make get to keep $1 billion a week.
So that there, like, to me, that's how do I don't know how to put it, but it's like that's that right there should be like the wake up call for Apple fanboys. Like, do you realize how much they're making off of you, like, by buying their product? It that's how ridiculous it is.
They make and they break their
like,
stores
think,
sell by far the most money per square foot. By far, they're always on top over like Coach per stores and other similar things.
It's like, just think if a company like Google charged that kind of price for their phones. Like, they wouldn't definitely be in competition necessarily, but, like, it would be interesting to see how much more their earnings would be like.
But at the same time, Google doesn't make the phones.
Good call.
So it's hard to, compare the two together.
Right. Well, yeah, we've talked about that too.
And it's hard to really compare it to any because Apple is the only one with iOS. So, I mean, like,
right.
Google breaks down upon itself. So, like, sure, their phones sell. But then, I mean, and Samsung is killing it right now. And actually, they just had their earnings report tonight.
Did you hear how they did?
They did well. It's not, I mean, it's below what Apple made, but it's not a lot. Like, it's Samsung. $52 billion in revenue, 89% year over year.
So what you're saying is I should buy a new iPod, Mike.
Do you need a new iPod?
I'm kind of bummed right now because I only have 60 gigs and it's full. And now, like, so I have to take music off there to put new music on.
Right.
And it's like, oh, man, what do I pick to take off this time? $249 for 160 gig. That's
you don't think
sweet.
You could sell yours, though?
Huh? No, I know I could.
Yeah, so... So anyway, it still just boggles my mind, though, that
people still buy Apple products?
No, that
I know.
That Apple has just made the most money in the history of the world in a quarter, and their stock is absolutely tanking right now. Seems crazy.
Yeah, but people don't have to look at the facts to sell their stock.
Right.
All they have to do is hear...
Oh,
we didn't make our earnings.
Stock's going down. I better sell it.
Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of it is. It's the lemming law.
That's fine. Once it starts going low. Well, it's funny because M.G. Siegler had wrote about it. And he's like, well, now that's under $500. I have to put my money where my mouth was. Because before he said if it ever got under 500 again, he would buy more. He doesn't have any now, but he would buy stock. And so he said, I'm not going to buy a lot. But because I said I would, I will now buy it because...
Well, it's going to... I mean,
it was up to over 700 earlier in the middle of the summer, so...
Well, I was talking to Shelby about it earlier, and it's like... And we've talked about it, and it was just repeat conversation of us. Like, also, people are getting worried, like, because Apple's not innovating anymore. And it's like, they... And it's like I said, it's like they revolutionized the world entirely. What more do you want them to do?
Do you want a flamethrower on your phone?
And that's what I told her. Literally what I told her. I'm like, what, do you want a flamethrower? Although that would be pretty sweet.
I mean, yeah. We're just beating a dead horse at this point. Dead horse. There was one funny note, though, that I wanted to make. Reader. Substart. A tweet that I saw.
Was it from the dictator?
No. It said, Microsoft revenues this quarter, $221.46 billion. iPhone revenue alone, $30.66 billion.
Overpriced.
But that doesn't matter, because people still buy it.
I know, but that, like I said, it's like that gives, that should be like a wake-up call to people.
Really? iPhones are, I don't, well, are not overpriced. I mean, what did you pay for your phone? I mean, like, how much would you go to, like, what is the Galaxy, what does the Nexus 4 sell for on the Play Store?
Just outright?
Or, like, if you go to AT&T, like, how much is it with contract? Like, if they had them.
Like, my phone with contract was $150. I think it was $300 phone.
Yeah. And so, I mean, an iPhone is $200. You could get one for $100, and you can get one for free. Like,
with contract, though.
That's a subsidized phone. Is eating all the subsidy because Apple... So, really, the carrier is the one paying most of Apple's profit.
Right. No, I mean, really, that's what it is. It's not... that. I mean, Apple has a good thing going for them, right. You know, because... And that's what I hope. That's why I want to see Motorola and Google just team up and be a solid... like, leave Android open still so other carrier or other phone makers can use it, but let Google actually produce their own phones as well. It's going to happen, Mike. They're going to revolutionize.
I don't think they are.
You heard it here first.
I think it would be cool if they did. It's going to happen. But I don't think they're going to work with Motorola because...
they'd be stupid not to. Like, Motorola makes some... like, they make, honestly, fantastic... like, not anymore, because...
no, they don't do anything.
Right.
They make the Droid. Don't they make all the Droid phones?
Nexus 4. $349. 16 gig.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
That's straight, right?
And that's buying it straight from Google Play.
Yeah, except for they're sold out.
Correct. Yep, you can get the 8 gig version for $299.
And they actually have those in stock? So for $50 more...
Nope, both sold out still. T-Mobile, I know T-Mobile and Sprint just made them available again in their online.
I bet they're sold out already.
That's awesome. Like,
I don't know why they're so constrained. Like, it seems crazy. Like, they're shooting themselves in the foot, right? Well.
No. No, I think, to me, it's almost making it more...
like the Wii, when everyone wanted a Wii, right?
Yep.
They're always sold out.
It creates more demand almost for it. Like, yeah. Oh, this is super... it's like, man, I want to get my hands on one of those.
Apple generated more revenue in one quarter than Google did in all of 2012.
All right, that's enough. I think that's a solid show, huh?
Amazon doesn't make any. That's funny. But anyway,
don't you can follow on freaking Amazon. Whoever said that? Punks. I know it wasn't you. I'm just saying. Or was it you? Was that coming from you?
I'll kill you. I like Amazon.
All right. Was that you that made that quote?
No, I read it. I was reading. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's our show. Follow us on Twitter. @BleedGeek.
Twitter.com/BleedGeek.
You could like us on Facebook if you would like to do such a thing.
Check out Facebook. Do a search.
Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
I'm not going to spoon feed them anymore.
You could email us.
fans@BleedGeek.com. Or check out our website.
Which is just BleedGeek.com. You could call us or text us or send us a picture message.
Send us... yeah, you could. Any of the above. Maybe don't send a picture message because I'd fear for what I would see.
406-794-3357.
406-794-GEEKS. No. I know. 406.
Anyway, you could follow us on Tumblr. Tumblr.com. bleedgeek.tumblr.com, but that's, nothing's happened there in a while.
Yep.
Or you can follow Randy. Nothing's happened there in a while either.
No, are I haven't you, been on. I've.
Are you been the busy. Crandall there too? Or are you just Crandall?
No, I'm just Crandall.
Yeah. Or you can follow us individually on Twitter. I'm at Mike037.
At the Crandall.
Yeah, with that.
Follow me on Instagram.
Follow Randy on Instagram.
The Crandall.
The Crandall.
Follow Mike.
Mike037.
Yep.
See, I'm consistently consistent.
I would be, but I can't win them all.
Because there's a Crandall on Instagram, too.
Yeah.
I found it. Showed up my feed one day, and someone they had liked the picture, and it was weird for me. Anyway, with that, we thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Go Google.